Listening Library presents She Persisted, Simone Biles, by Kekla Magoon and Chelsea Clinton. Inspired by She Persisted by Chelsea Clinton and Alexandra Boyger. Read for you by Nakia Renee Martin. With a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton. For Leyland.
Dear reader, as Sally Ride and Marion Wright Edelman both powerfully said, you can't be what you can't see. When Sally Ride said that, she meant that it was hard to dream of being an astronaut like she was, or a doctor, or an athlete, or anything at all, if you didn't see someone like you who had already lived that dream. She especially was talking about seeing women in jobs that historically were held by men. I wrote the first She Persisted and the books that came after it because I wanted young girls and children of all genders to see women who worked hard to live their dreams. And I wanted all of us to see examples of persistence in the face of different challenges to help inspire us in our own lives. I'm so thrilled now to partner with the Sisterhood of Writers to bring longer, more in-depth versions of these stories of women's persistence and achievement to readers. I hope you enjoy these chapter books as much as I do and find them inspiring and empowering. And remember, if anyone ever tells you no, if anyone ever says your voice isn't important or your dreams are too big, remember these women. They persisted, and so should you. Warmly, Chelsea Clinton.
Chapter 1, Finding Home. On March 14, 1997, a woman named Shannon gave birth to a tiny baby girl. Shannon's father suggested a name for the baby, Simone, after a famous jazz singer named Nina Simone. Baby Simone became part of a family that day. Her sister Ashley was 7 years old. Her brother Tevin was 3. And just 2 years later, Simone would have a baby sister of her own named Adria. Simone was very young when things got bad for her family. Shannon drank alcohol and took drugs, and she became addicted. Addiction is an illness that often causes someone to make bad choices. Shannon's illness caused her to neglect her family. Simone and her siblings struggled. They were often hungry because Shannon forgot to buy food and cook meals. They spent a lot of time alone because Shannon did not always come home when she was supposed to. It was a sad and scary time for Simone and her siblings. Soon, friends and neighbors noticed Shannon's problem. Social service workers came to check on the children. They decided the children were not safe with Shannon. So the social workers moved Ashley, Tevin, Simone, and Adria to a foster home. The children would live with a different family temporarily while the social workers tried to help Shannon get well. Things were better at the foster home. Simone had enough food to eat at every meal. One thing disappointed her, though. There was a big trampoline in the backyard. It looked like so much fun. The other kids in the house loved to jump on it and flip through the air, but Simone and her siblings were not allowed to jump on it. They did not understand why, and it did not seem fair, but the house rule was no foster kids on the trampoline. Simone wanted very much to try the trampoline. She loved to jump and flip, but she could only watch and wish. Simone's grandparents were very upset when they found out their grandchildren were in foster care. They flew from Texas to Ohio to get the children. If Shannon was unable to care for her children, their grandparents wanted to offer them a home. So when Simone was 4 years old, she and her siblings moved to Spring, Texas. It was strange and a little scary to move halfway across the country. Her grandparents seemed nice, but Simone didn't know them very well yet. Plus, her older brother and sister were not very happy about the move. They wanted to stay near Shannon. Simone was not as upset about the change. She was glad to be in a safe place full of loving family. Her grandparents had two teenage sons, Ronald and Adam, who also lived there. It was a very full and happy house. And when Simone arrived, she encountered a pleasant surprise. Her grandparents' house had a trampoline in the backyard. "Can I jump on it?" Simone asked the moment she saw it. "Yes, of course," she was told. Simone ran to the trampoline. She leaped. She jumped. She flipped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?